Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast, the preliminary title report. What is it? Let's discuss.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. At the onset of a transaction, a clock starts, and that's the pending sale to close sale process. You've got a lot to get done during that time. And one thing that's going to come up during that time period is a preliminary title report. When a surprise pops up on that prelim, then we've got to pedal fast to resolve it.
The issue, really, if you sense that there may be a title issue, ask for a preliminary title report, or at least a review of title by the title company that you're using. I use Cascade Title. The majority of the situations where I have influence, I simply go down and say, hey, check this out. Do we have any issues of title that could stand in the way of closing?
And you're talking about before there's a transaction in place.
Might as well. You can't hide from title issues before closing.
You can run, but you cannot hide. It's the same thing in discovery. If you've got part of your financial story held back from your lender and you go into a transaction, you'll hit the same wall. That disclosure will be revealed, and then you'll have a clock working against you. So with foresight, for example, if you have a former spouse who there's a judgment against you for spousal or child support, you need to get through them with a letter from them that releases you on that, and you're not going to be able to close without that. So how are you going to get there when the time is tight? Plan ahead for it.
And if you don't, plan to have a blown transaction. Now, I need to tell you, if the buyer is dealing with the tax-deferred exchange and they're attempting to acquire the property as their replacement property to avoid the taxation of capital gains, they do not have the luxury of time to allow you to work out these kinks in the hose once they're quote-unquote discovered. If you know they're there, make sure that you've got a route to the goal line. Make sure that you've got a way to clear it prior to the time that it becomes an issue.
And there's a lot of early red flags. When you are a listing agent as a realtor, you may hear that there's a driveway shared or some use of the property with an easement of some kind on it. Be sure and pull that. Take a look at the terms on that. Is it reasonable, or will a buyer review that and say, wait a minute, I don't understand. It doesn't look like there's an easement when I look at the property. So take a close look with foresight and anticipate the questions and concerns of the incoming buyer. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.